All right. So today I'm going to go over the what the Granite State Constitution says and a little extra about our CYC and the different aspects that that govern what we organize. First off, the beginning of the Constitution, the CYC section of our Constitution says, the purpose of the CYC is to provide an environment for our children, 12 to 23, which allow them to learn the fundamentals of the truth, the principles of fellowship with others of like precious faith, while providing them with the means for learning and socializing apart from the world and its influence. The CYC should be part of the whole ecclesia, and ideally every member should feel a sense of personal responsibility for what happens. The aims of the CYC are to provide a way of teaching the gospel. I think that any parent would agree that this is one of our most important focuses. So it's fitting that it is also the first aim listed here in the Constitution. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Also from Joshua 4, verses 1 through 7, and it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. So why was this done? Why was this memorial erected? And that these stones shall be for memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Deuteronomy 6, starting at verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy head, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. The truth must be in our house, in our lives, constantly with us, so that our example can be seen by the children, not only our own children, but those of our brothers and sisters, that they may know that they are not alone in the truth. Because without it, from Deuteronomy 4, starting verse 9, only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. These seeds need to be planted into the children early and plentifully, so that as they have need of them, they will be there. From Deuteronomy 31, starting at verse 19. Now therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Each of us should be ready and willing to direct, to instruct, or to give spiritually healthy word of advice. Psalm 34, starting at verse 11. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite heart. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The aims of the CYC in our Constitution continue to say to provide social activities. While planning social activities, we need to be sure to choose appropriate activities fitting for the Christadelphian young people. For instance, a movie could go either way. A movie about Israel and how the hand of God has advanced his purpose would be fine. Whereas everyone going out to see something full of things that God hates would be wrong. Would we rather set up a hike through God's creation where we can commune together and assist each other on the way? From Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Our Constitution continues, to protect our young people from the temptations of clubs and other worldly distractions by providing them with more wholesome alternatives. What sport, club, or social activity is more important for our children than the scriptural education and social exposure to other groups of Christadelphians? From 2 Corinthians 6, starting at verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Continuing in our Constitution, to help them live a life worthy of our calling by showing how the teaching of Scripture can help in practical situations. Practical situations. I find it amazing how frequently the daily readings will have a wonderful instruction or inspiration or guidance on a current situation that I find myself in. From 2 Timothy 3, starting at verse 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Back to our Constitution, to provide a place for them to make friends with young people who share their faith. After all, from where do we want our children building friendships and lifelong relationships? Is it not with the children of our brethren? James 4, verse 4. "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Let's look at some examples in Scripture. Look at them. Consider them. Amnon, David's son, and Jonadab, who encouraged Amnon to do horrible things. Judah and his Adullamite friend Hira, which drew him away to Canaan. Rehoboam, who chose the advice of the young men who were grown up with him and forsook the counsel of the old men who had stood before Solomon, his father, before him. On the other hand, we have some good examples of friendships we should encourage the children of our ecclesia to pursue. David and Jonathan, whose soul was knit with the soul of David, and he loved him as his own soul. Paul and Silas, as well as the rest of the disciples. Which of these friendships do we want our children to develop? Where is it that we can take our kids with the hopes of developing these good friendships and avoid the others? Our Constitution says for adults to build relationships with young people so that we are ready to help them if they have problems. Our CYC advisor is to be a baptized brother, elected annually, to help organize and oversee the educational and social activities of the CYC upon the basis of the CYC mission statement dated 8-1801. He can form a committee to assist with the CYC activities. He will report to the Ecclesia on a quarterly basis. That CYC statement has been discovered again. I didn't bring it with me. But basically it outlines the role of the advisor much as what's in our Constitution. However, it also expands the CYC advisor and his the committee that he can form. Obviously, the main focus is on the educational activities of the young people. I don't think any of us think that one person should shoulder the entire burden. The advisor is free to ask all the aunts and uncles for help, whether it's teaching classes, chaperoning some CYC weekend, or organizing a CYC social event. The children are all of our heritage. from Psalm 127, starting at verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty men, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. And in closing, 3 John verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Go ahead, let's have some questions. Yes, sir. No.
Something that came along later years, obviously, that wasn't a concern for the mothers at that time.
Yeah, I don't know how they're. I don't know how they. Obviously, the kids. I mean, all, you know, the parents of the brothers and sisters had kids, obviously, and I don't know how they organized any events with the children, or if you know they were just dragged along to all the events that the parents were going to. I mean, I would imagine. I mean, I do that to my kids. I'd drag them on to, you know, whatever fraternal gathering and stuff like that. So. Sure. With Sunday school, yeah. Hmm. And have other invite other ecclesial Sunday schools to those events. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was before my time. So, if you don't know, I don't know. How's that? Going for a hike through the mountains. I mean, you don't have to have.
Well, wait a minute, we did that too.
Yeah.
We did that with Gil. Gil was okay. We did our meetings. It was a great day.
That, I mean, it can be a very. I enjoy being out in the woods. I mean, I don't do it nearly as often as I'd like to. Probably because it's too much work. But there's especially if you go and you do the readings, and it can be a very uplifting, motivating experience. You know, I mean, you know, whether it's under the earth and the mines or glaciers or caverns. You know, I know there's a lot of caverns down in the Shenandoah Valley, and I know that they have a lot of tours going through there, and it's interesting. You know, and it's awe-inspiring at times. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of activities we can. not as much anyhow, yeah.
But I mean, you see this magnificent, you know, night sky, and you wonder, not only did Yahweh create those, like holes and rainbows, you know, with his power, and he knows them all by name. It's just, I mean, sometimes it just boggles the mind.
Yep.
You know, but again, it's not that it's free.
Yeah, come on up. Well, it's cold now. But the cold weather also means dry weather, which means clearer skies. So you get a nice dry day that's not quite so cold.
Yeah.
Great for breaking out the telescope and doing binoculars even. It's funny how much more you can see just with a little extra area to bring the light into your eyes. It's,
yeah.
The faint stuff really lights up. It's pretty cool. But yeah, it doesn't. I mean, the equipment's already there. It's just collecting dust, waiting for an excuse. You know, a bonfire. What's that cost?
Yeah.
You know. Come bring your hymn books. We can sing some hymns around the bonfire, you know? Exactly. Some graham crackers and marshmallows. Chocolate. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I mean, there are the parents here, but, you know, you know, it's always the parents' focus for on the children, because I mean that's our job, you know. That's but we also, you know, the help from anybody else. Actually, I think we're all parents here, except for Lynn's and Tim, right?
He's a parent.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, we all.
Well, they also like the independence from their parents too.
It's
to be themselves. To show up. It's not very independent. But to be show people that they're individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's much better to go out with Uncle Pa than it is with Dad. I mean, come on. Sure. Yep. And it also, I mean, things like that also help the kids develop those relationships with their other aunts and uncles to, you know, because, I mean, that's how, you know, mentors are developed, and those type of relationships that aren't really developed with their parents, it's a lot easier to develop that with somebody else, you know, with an aunt and uncle that may, you know, have different experiences than their parents, and a different, you know, they can give that insight that their parents are just, you know, they're the parents, so they gotta toe that line, and you know, they can be that mediator to go, well, you know, this is why your parents are doing what they're doing, that kind of. But in the, you know, I like the way that we have the different teachers to do CYC, because all the kids learn so differently. I mean, I think that's one of the things Kim learned really quick in homeschooling the children, is that Cassie learned this way, you know. And you figure, you know, Conover kids, they're all going to be fairly similar, right? No. Those three learning styles are completely different. One, you can say, here, do this. She goes and does it. Bang, done. You know, the other one's like, here, do this. What? You know, it's like you got to be there and motivate her and really hold her hand and bring her, you know, through the lesson plan, whatever. So it's you know, you got to, you know, fortunately she only has three that she has to split her time between. You know, some are easier, some are more hands-on, some are more, you know, example and just need a little help here and there. But as various teachers have different teaching styles, the group of CYC kids will benefit greater from, you know, some will benefit better from Uncle Bob teaching, some will benefit better from Uncle Steve teaching. You know, so one group benefits more here, the other part benefits there, and they all have times where they get the most benefit, as opposed to, you know, obviously having one teacher, this certain group is going to get better benefit, the others are, you know, I don't want to say neglected, but you know, they just don't have that. It's just not teaching to their style of learning, so it makes it a little more less effective, I guess. Yeah.